a big win at the Supreme Court today for supporters of abortion rights. By a vote of 5-4, the court struck down a Louisiana law that required doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals.
A district court found that the law would have left just one doctor at one clinic to perform abortions in the entire state. Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberals on the court in striking it down. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has been looking at the decision. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Robin.
And we know that Justice Stephen Breyer wrote the majority opinion. He said the court agreed with the district court's finding that the Louisiana law offers no significant health benefit and that it creates a substantial obstacle for women seeking abortions. Tell us more.
Yeah, sure. So Justice Breyer found that this Louisiana statute the court invalidated today was almost word for word identical to a similar statute in Texas that the Supreme Court had struck down in 2016. The difference this time around was that there are two new members of the court appointed by President Donald Trump, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. However, because Chief Justice Roberts sided narrowly with the court's four liberals, this law in Louisiana was struck down. The analysis was similar to the previous case in Texas. Stephen Breyer basically said that the Louisiana state law did not really have a compelling interest based in women's health. And in fact, it imposed a significant burden on their access to abortion without really much of any health benefit being promoted. Mm. So he found the law to be unconstitutional.
Yep. And did Chief Justice Roberts have the same reasoning?
Not at all. In fact, John Roberts wrote a very, very, very narrow concurrence, Robin. He said he had dissented in the Texas case. He thinks this ruling is the wrong ruling for a lot of reasons, but he felt compelled to side with the liberals in this case to uphold what he called stare decisis, this issue of precedent. And he thinks it's important to promote accountability and predictability in the development of legal rules because this case was so similar to the court's ruling in Texas, the Texas case in 2016. He sided with the court majority here.
Huh. And what kind of reaction have you been hearing from both sides?
You know, at oral argument, Justice Breyer pointed out that these issues, abortion rights issues, generate very strong feelings. And in fact, that has come out very strongly in the statements today. Abortion rights groups have pointed out that they didn't think this case was going to be a hard one at all because it was so similar to Texas. But they point out it was a narrow and precarious ruling. And they point out that there are something like 16 other challenges moving through the courts on abortion rights at this point, and they're not sure which way this high court is going to lean in the future. Opponents of abortion rights are very concerned. They are criticizing John Roberts for siding with the liberals here. And they basically say that it makes it all the more important that President Trump win re-election. President Trump, who has basically vowed to name Supreme Court justices in the future that would try to strike down that landmark Roe v. Wade precedent, Robin.
Mm. We'll talk about the bigger picture. Conservative lawmakers in a number of states passed a range of abortion bans last year, including Alabama's ban on all abortions except when a woman's health is at serious risk. Abortion rights opponents want to see these bans make it to the Supreme Court so that the court could potentially revisit Roe versus Wade. So where does today's decision fit into this larger effort? Obviously a setback, yeah.
There are any number of ongoing challenges based on precedent in Roe v. Wade. And in fact, several people do believe that the court will be obliged to take up another abortion rights case, abortion access case in the future. The question is whether those cases can be sufficiently distinguished from the laws that the court has now struck down in Texas and Louisiana. Some of them may be. There's another issue, which is that in this case in Louisiana, they brought up at the Supreme Court for the first time the issue of whether abortion doctors who perform abortions could actually stand in for patients as plaintiffs. That was a serious issue in this case. It was ultimately decided the other way. But there are some complicating factors regarding the development of how these cases start that could come into play moving forward. Certainly, there are people out there with very strong opinions, and they want to see the Supreme Court rule the other way on an abortion rights challenge in the future.
And just very briefly, we just have a couple seconds. Was this a surprise? You say, you know, proponents of abortion rights didn't seem surprised, but was it a surprise?
I think some people who had been opponents of several of The Supreme Court precedents, such as Roe v. Wade, were bitterly disappointed today that John Roberts sided with liberals in this case.
Yeah. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thank you.
My pleasure.